The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3594. On Star Wars Day, May the 4th, the fine folks at Lucasfilm dropped another trailer for The Acolyte, and we're going to talk about the things of note in it today. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you especially to the patrons who help make this possible for you every single day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. There is an Instagram giveaway I want to tell you quickly about before we get into talking about The Acolyte. So the fine folks at Box Lunch gave me a Darth Vader lightsaber desk light, and they also gave me a pair of crew socks that feature a little Darth Vader Funko Pop vinyl like figure pattern all over them, and I'm giving those away over on Instagram. So to qualify, you have to be a US resident, you have to follow the Star Wars 7x7 Instagram account. That's SW7X7 over there. There's a reel that has the details about this giveaway as well, and you have to like that and comment on that to be eligible. You have to do that by May 8th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time, and I will pick a winner at random on May 9th. And that is in honor of Revenge of the Sixth, if you will, or Revenge of the Fifth, if you prefer, but happy Revenge of the Sixth, since that's what's happening today. And now let's get into The Acolyte. So the new trailer for The Acolyte dropped, and probably the headline news has to deal with Kamir, the character played by Manny Jacinto. So what we've known about him previously, according to the databank entry, is that he's a former smuggler who is now a trader, that he's procuring unusual objects and living a life of leisure. We've heard from interviews and other things that he kind of gets sucked up into this whole situation. And he himself has described the character as kind of like Han Solo, but with less riz and a wardrobe that is like Hobbit meets poverty. So nothing about him seems particularly dangerous per se. And yet, in this new trailer, he's talking with, it looks like it's spliced together with May, so it looks like he's talking to May, and he says that the Jedi justify their galactic dominance in the name of peace, but that peace is a lie. And the reason why people are freaking out about this is because that phrase, peace is a lie, is the opening phrase in the Sith Code, which goes like this. Peace is a lie. There is only passion. Through passion, I gain strength. Through strength, I gain power. Come to that in a minute. Through power, I gain victory. Through victory, my chains are broken. The Force shall free me. So I want to circle back around to the power thing real quick also, because there's, of course, the line from Mother Anasea, played by Jodie Turner-Smith, who talks about how there's a question of power and who is allowed to use it. And that's part of the story that happens in The Acolyte. Granted, there are only so many ways to talk about this, but choices like this are, in the case of Lucasfilm, usually very purposeful. So yeah, this thing with Kamir, that seems to be the biggest, oh man, what is going on thing that's been dropped on us in the trailer. But there are a few other interesting things in there too. For example, it does look like we see the moment where Jedi Master Sol recruits young Mei, if you will, to come to the Jedi Order. And we hear stuff about how, you know, she's the person that he trained and that he should be the one to bring her in the present day of the story. And it seems like the Jedi have an encounter with these Force Witches that doesn't really go well. So there's a character who's described as a Padawan named Torbin, and that's played by Dean Chapin Carpenter, who in one of the scenes, like, his eyes are normal, and then suddenly they go black, and he falls on his knees, and his arm stretches out like he's suddenly in thrall to Mother Anisea. And according to the Star Wars news story that accompanied the release of this trailer, he is the Padawan to Master Indara, Carrie Ann Moss's character. However, according to the data bank, Torben is described as a Jedi Master on a particular outpost. So that seems like we're going to see Torben both in flashback and also in the present day of the story. And that perhaps he is one of the Jedi that's going to be hunted and murdered. And it sure does look like now that Mae's face-off with Master Indara does not end well for Master Indara. And the other notable ginormous reveal is of the character who's wielding that black lightsaber. Now, we don't know who the character is necessarily, but we get to see most of this character's helmet slash mask. It does look very Knights of Ren-ish. And based on the posture and the silhouette, it kind of does look like that's the character that we see standing off in the distance on that Octo-looking world when Mae shows up in one of the previous trailers, and we get to see that moment again in this trailer. This time, we see that scene, though, as part of a line of dialogue being delivered first in person and then via voiceover from Rebecca Henderson's Vernestra Rowe portrayal, where she says that she senses that this is a small part of a larger plan, something to tip the scales, a shift to tip the scales, according to her. And it does kind of suggest that maybe this, you know, coven of Force witches and the Jedi are being manipulated into conflict with each other, and that there is a Sith behind the scenes with all of this, which does kind of, you know, bring back prequel trilogy ideas, right? With Palpatine orchestrating a conflict between the Republic and the Separatists, working as a shadowy force behind the scenes, and that's certainly how he's operating in The Phantom Menace as well. And Leslie Headland, who is the creator and showrunner for the series, has talked about how The Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, the whole prequel trilogy, were particularly influential on her. To say nothing of Expanded Universe, aka Legend stuff. And there was a time a few years ago when rumors first started percolating about her working on a Star Wars series that it might have something to do with Knights of the Old Republic, which ties us back to the whole Sith code thing, because that was invented for the Knights of the Republic video game back in 2003. And those are the main surface level things that are of note from the new Acolyte trailer that came out on Star Wars Day. There are certain deeper things that we could talk about as well, which we are most certainly going to do, but we're going to have to save that for another episode. In the meantime, that's going to do it for this one. If you enjoy the show, please tell more people about it. You can do that via social media or in real life. You can do that by training the algorithms to show it to more people through your likes and ratings and reviews and subscribes and joins and all that fun stuff. And you can also help support the creation and production of this daily dose of Star Wars joy. I hope you'll consider it. Check out patreon.com/sw7x7 to learn more. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.